Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
The beer is cold and the wings are hot. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Back in the sports bar, it's Danger and Battaglia. Always excited to talk to Dan Fates, 13-man sports, Buffalo Plus, joins us every week at this time. And Dan, because we're obligated to, and he spoke to Pat McAfee today, help us break a tie. Where are you at with Aaron Rodgers right now, besides the rest of us, where we're all sick of Aaron Rodgers right now? Is he playing in 2025, or do you think he's hanging it up and retiring before the season starts?
I think it's up in the same time. Listening to him talk, what I was most turned off by or most grossed out by was the fact that he goes, I don't owe anything to anybody and all this stuff. When you hear franchise quarterbacks or even any quarterback, backup quarterbacks, they owe it to the guys in the locker room. And Aaron's arrogance of, well, I don't owe it to anybody. And then imagine him walking into your locker room like, yeah, I'm contemplating retirement, but I don't owe it to you guys. But sure, I guess I'll play quarterback for you for a little bit. Yeah, I guess I'll do it for a couple million dollars. I don't really need the money. Like, so out of touch with what is the reality of life in the NFL for a guy that has been around for so long. And I know he thinks his own way, and that's not, like, that's another story. I just don't understand how he is so lacks so much self-awareness to what his words mean and the messages that he's sending across of, oh, you know, I may retire, I may not, I don't know. Like, what NFL GM would hitch their wagon to a guy that sounds like that? I think it's a hard sell to a fan base. I think it's a hard sell to your locker room and your team for a guy that's like, oh, I don't really care all that much. I was just like, of course, this is Aaron Rodgers. And he'll probably make some announcement next Thursday because he will try and get the attention and steal it from the draft because that is the ego that he has.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, like, him putting out there $10 million, can we just go, oh, dot, dot, dot? What were the Steelers really offering there, Dan?
Yeah. Like, it's just unbelievable. In fact, again, Steelers, which are such a prestigiously well-run organization throughout the history of the NFL, to let this clown come in and try and call his shots is just, it's crazy to me. But I guess that is the status quo for Aaron Rodgers. Again, if they want to offer him a couple million bucks, sure, but Aaron said, oh, I don't need to play for that much money, just $10 million. It's like, oh, yeah, must be nice.
I feel really good about the box wine bet after hearing Dan open up with his thoughts on Aaron Rodgers, Gene.
I'm confident this guy can't help himself. Some team, Dan, maybe, you know, for the purpose of this, if he announces retirement Thursday, can I wait until week one to pay up the bet just to make sure? Or do I have to pay up right then and there?
You'd have to wait till week one because if somebody gets injured, his ego will make sure that he's in the news again and enforce a team. But again, it's this thought of like, oh, I may play, I may retire. You know, I don't know anybody. It's like, to some respects, like I think the league may speak and just say like, we don't want to deal with this anymore. We don't want to deal with the circus, and it's not worth it.
No, you're right. I mean, what you said about an NFL GM hearing that out of your potential starting quarterback, not really inspiring for your team or for your locker room, as we speak with Dan Fates, 13 Web Sports, Buffalo Plus, joining us here in the sports bar. All right, we're a week away from football Christmas, Dan. Everybody's kind of sharpening their takes. Everybody's honing in on their favorite prospects and where they might go in Thursday's first round. Have you planted a flag in your Buffalo Bills draft crush? Do you know who you'd like the Bills to take if they stay at 30? Have you played these scenarios? And I'm sure you've done plenty of mocks, and you've got a handful of guys that you think would be worthy of that number 30 overall pick.
Yeah, I was deep in the simulator game yesterday. We recorded our podcast, and I think Kenneth Grant goes before 30. And that's kind of the vibe. I just feel like I think it could be Pittsburgh that's trying to revamp a defensive line. I just think his stock seems to be rising, and the buzz around that where it was like, oh, maybe the Bills could trade back and get Grant. I think they'd like him if he's on the board. I'm just coming to the realization I don't think he's going to be there. So you kind of start switching gears then about, well, is there another defensive tackle you would love there at 30? And I don't know where the value would be with the risk of trading back, because – it's easier said than done. I know people says, like, we always joke around about it. Oh, the Bills should trade up, or the Bills should trade back. Well, there has to be another team that wants to do that as well, or the opposite. So I don't know, especially with this draft, you always hear, well, a lot of teams are going to want to trade back. Well, that means you got to find teams that want to trade up and give up draft capital to get into this range of that second to third round where this seems like the meat and potatoes of this draft is. So I looked at it and I go, I think at 30, the Bills will get pretty much their choice of whatever corner they want. And I did my research into Max Harrison and Azaria Thomas and some of these guys. I just really come down to it. I really like Trey Amos. I think he's a perfect fit. I think he's a really nice blend between an athlete and the physical abilities with all the other stuff that he can do with the intangibles and the coachability, all this stuff. I like the raw player talent-wise, and I think it fits with Buffalo. I know Harrison's another guy that has visited with the Bills and things like that, but he's 5'11", and the first thing you read about his draft profile is liability in the run game. Like, that just doesn't sound like a guy that the Bills would want. So it's not just, look, people are going to mock and do prospects and where they think these players are, but they may not be mocking them exactly to the fit and scheme of which each individual team needs. So if a team doesn't want necessarily or their motto, they want more of an athlete and things like that, then I think Maxwell Harrison is a really good player. But I think right now he's a nickel and is a liability in the tackling game, and the Bills have Taron Johnson, and they really stress being able to tackle. So that's kind of where I landed on it. Azaria Thomas is another good player I like, but I don't think he's an athlete and twitchy enough for the Bills to take it at 30. So I think they stay put. I think they have a harder time, even though we'll hear afterwards, we took plenty of calls, guys. Our phones were ringing off the hook and all this stuff. I'd be very happy with Trey Amos as the guy that I'm planting my flag in, as the corner that I want.
Dan, I have convinced myself, and now I'm going to try to convince you as a lawyer here, that not only will this happen, this is what should happen for the Buffalo Bills. And it's not sexy, okay? It's actually a trade down. Brandon Bean, yeah. I do believe this, and he's going to talk on Tuesday, but the question that we all want to know, I'm sure he's not going to answer, like, how many actual guys do you have first-round grades on? I'm going to guess the answer isn't 30. And you're right, it's easier said than done to trade up or trade down, but the clue here is, there aren't going to be that many quarterbacks that go at the top of the draft, but there are quarterback needy teams. And if they're being true to their board, mm-hmm. if you're the Giants, you're the Browns, But then, hey, you know what? We got to get something. We like Jalen Milroe. He's still on the board, but we don't want to wait because there's these other teams. I would think there would be an opportunity for Buffalo to move back. And what would Buffalo get in return? A third-round pick, maybe? Sign me up for that. Maybe you could take that third rounder and whatever else at the end of this draft and move back into the second round. I think there's tremendous value for Buffalo actually moving down in this draft.
I agree. Like, Gina, I'm with you. I would like them to trade back and to try and get three picks in the second round. I think that would be great. And if you could add a third round pick, that's all fine and dandy. I just don't know, because I know there'll be a lot of teams that are also around there that will also need to add draft capital. You look at the Rams are a team that doesn't have a ton. So there are teams that could call the Rams and they could also sneak in there. So like, it's a lot of moving parts. I agree. I think this is the first year that I have taken my medicine and I would be stunned for Bean to trade up. Stunned. I think it's more likely that he trades back. I just think it's going to be difficult to trade back. So I think that I'm resigned to, look, I think a lot of people have Trey Amos late first round, early second round, but do you risk that and then Maxwell goes and Siobhan Revelle go? Like, all of a sudden then you're kind of caught with your pants down. Like, I know Bean last year very badly wanted to get out of the first round. That's crystal clear. I just don't know how easy it will be this year with so many teams, I feel like, also wanting to do that.
Dan, when you talk about all of the pre-draft visits and all of the chatter, and we know that there's a handful of needs defensively, are we viewing this the wrong way? Ty Dunn from Go Along put out a piece that basically says, hey, if you're the Buffalo Bills, go get that piece that might make a difference for your offense, score more than anybody else out there, and make Matthew Golden your future wide receiver one by drafting the guy that a lot of people comp to Garrett Wilson of the Jets out of Texas there. Your thoughts on wide receiver and whether or not that even makes any sense at all for this team in round one?
Well, it felt like it made a lot more sense last year, and Bean did the exact opposite of what we had. So, and I know there was somebody that was talking to me or was responding to one of our videos that said there wasn't a first-round wide receiver to trade up for if the Bills did that, because it was very funny. Jenna made some comment. Mike said, what if this is the year that he trades up and gets a wide receiver? Would it surprise us? And Jenna had the perfect answer of, no, it wouldn't surprise me because he's a man and they never do what you want them to do when you want them to do it, which was just perfect answer from Jenna. So I like Matthew Golden a lot. I just don't see a world that he gets past Arizona at 16. So, and I'm all for, again, if you see Grant at 25, last year it was Brian Thomas that we were all kind of like, hey, he could be the guy if he's there. He was there and they didn't make the move up. Now, again, how difficult was it to move up? We all sit there in our head and go, just trade up. Like, there's a lot more that goes into it. I'm sure their phones are ringing off the hook. I have more of an issue with the defense in the sense of they need athletes. You look at what Kansas City has with Chris Jones and somebody and you know, Chenault and these guys, like, they got dudes. And I don't really think, and Chris Trapasso was actually talking about this on one of the other podcasts I was listening to. I think the Bills have gotten the most from Bobby Babich and Sean McDermott coaching up guys that are just okay athletes. Like, they don't have the top end freaks. And on offense, you have Josh, which has proven can make a lot work. I'm not saying I'm not a fan of adding and giving more things to Josh. I've been banging that drum for 3 years. I think the drum's just kind of broken in my house, and I'm just more focused on let's get some athletes on the defensive side that maybe could get Josh some shorter fields and get off the field on third down and work that way. So I would love them to trade up and draft a wide receiver. I've been saying that for the last 3 years. I'm just kind of over it, and I'm more resigned to the fact that I expect these picks in the, you know, their first and their two second-round picks to be some combination of corner, defensive tackle, edge rusher, and a possibility of a safety. Like, those are just what I'm resigned to doing, and then maybe finding a Troy Horton or something like that in the third, fourth rounds. Maybe that's where they can package some things up to move. But I've had my heart broken too many times, guys, selling out for a wide receiver, and I just don't have it in me this year.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
So I think we all kind of think, all right, the Bills are certainly going to focus on defense. But my question here for you, Dan Fates, Buffalo plus 13 Wham. To what extent would you be okay with it? Because traditionally, Brandon Bean will go right down the middle. It's funny. Like, it's usually kind of equal, offense and defense. Okay, 10 picks. If, say, you stay at 10 picks, would you be okay with 8 on defense, 9 on defense? Like, would you be okay if things are tilted dramatically toward one side of the field?
First off, I don't want 10 picks. I don't think they need 10 picks. I'd much rather see them package and move up, whether it's day 2, whether that's day 3, and find their guy, where, again, we talk about the meat and potatoes of the draft. But having all their 6-round picks and 7-round picks, who cares? Now, again, you're going to have to find a team that is okay and wants more 7th-round picks. My mock draft, I kind of had the Bills moving up in the 2nd round to pick 43 with San Fran, and giving up the Bills' first 2nd-round pick, keeping their 2nd 2nd-round pick. Stay with me here. And then it was like their 4th, 5th, and a 6th. Now, again, San Fran's a team that needs to kind of retool their roster. They need some guys to add to some depth. The Bills have depth. They don't have high-end guys. So I had them jumping ahead of Atlanta in that 2nd round, because I think Atlanta needs a lot of D-line help as well. They got no pressure on their quarterback, on the opposing quarterbacks last year. And I had them taking Darius Alexander at 43. So those are some of the things to move around. That being said, Gene, I would expect 60% of the picks. I can't give you a number. I'll say 60% of the picks to be on the defensive side of the ball, and 40% being on the offense. That's how I guess I map it out in my head. And again, I'd love to see some weapons added for Josh. I wish last year, I would have thought last year they would have walked away from the draft going, they got 3 wide receivers. They walked away with 1, and we're still not sure how good that 1 they walked away with. So whether that's day 2 late taking a wide receiver, whether that's day 3 kind of emptying the clip and trying to find as many as they can to add some explosiveness, some versatility, some strong attributes to this offense. That's where I've been the last 2 years. I'm so sick and tired of hearing about these guys are so versatile and they're so well-rounded. I don't want a pitcher that can throw 6 pitches. I want a guy that has 102-mile-per-hour fastball, because that pitcher doesn't need 6 pitches. Those are the kind of athletes that I want to have strong traits more than, this guy's so well-rounded. He blocks well. He does this route well. I want a guy that, if you want to add speed, get a guy that runs a 4.3. Get a guy that can run by people, and Josh can air it out to him. That's what I'm looking for offensively.
Dan, what about the early portion of the 1st round? Do you think the draft starts at 2 with Cleveland, or is it all a foregone conclusion that it's Travis Hunter there? What about the Giants at 3? We all kind of assume that Cam Ward is going to go number 1 overall to Tennessee at this point.
Yeah, definitely Cam Ward. Did you guys see his stream that he was doing the other day?
No.
He was asked who are the best wide receivers in the league, and he said Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Calvin Ridley, and Treylon Burks. And then he was asked who the best running backs were, and he said Tajay Spears and the Titans are the running backs. So, yeah, he's a Titan. Like, okay, we can all start there. And I think Travis Hunter is too good of a player
of a generational talent to pass up if you're Cleveland. I know he said that he wants to play both sides of the ball. I don't see why you wouldn't at least try that. He seems like a guy that has his really does have a really good head on his shoulders. And, you know, the Giants are so interesting, guys. It's just so tricky. And my heart breaks for my boy Dable. They are in a tough spot. But I just don't think it's crazy how quickly Jackson Dart is that guy that's rising up boards, and Shadur's kind of falling, and where could all this, you know, the slipping go there? But I think the draft kind of starts at three.
We're talking to Dan Fates, 13 WHAM Buffalo Plus, as the NFL draft 1 week from tonight. Dan, the lead up to that, you will have Brandon Bean talking to the Bills media on Tuesday. Yeah. But then I thought it was very interesting who they're making available next week. I don't know if there's another team that's putting their franchise quarterback 2 days before the draft talking to reporters, but the opportunity to hear from Josh Allen, and if Josh Allen has a voice when it comes to the draft or building this roster, I think that's the rare exception. I welcome that, Dan.
Yeah, and I think Josh even made the joke, I think it was last year, that whoever he tells Bean to pick, he picks. And apparently he was very high on Dalton Kincaid. We also have heard that he liked Keon Coleman as another one of those guys. So I think Josh does have a say, especially on those offensive decisions that are being made. And look, we haven't gotten to talk to Josh in person since the contract extension. We haven't gotten to do that. And again, he is the face of the franchise on both sides of the ball. I mean, he is Buffalo. So I know he's talked before at times where it's like they have these workouts in shorts and t-shirts, and they go over hurdles and they stretch and throw around medicine balls. So like, we have seen this a little bit before, but I'm sure Josh will be very coy. He'll say that he has, you know, guys on his radar, and that he's talked to Bean, and that he's done his YouTube research and scouted guys. So I'm excited to hear from Josh, as always.
Dan, what's your best prediction of what happens with the Buffalo Sabres here going into this weekend locker cleanup coming up tomorrow?
Yeah, sad. Yes, and I'm just not the type of guy. I'm probably not the guy to ask that. I don't have these rose-colored glasses looking at this team and going into next year. And will they finish the year strong? And to my opinion, it's kind of like the NBA in March. Like, a lot of teams don't care. The Sabres weren't facing top goalies. Playoff teams were resting. Like, I just am not. I'm not buying what they're selling. I think there are some core pieces. I'm much more focused and excited about what the Amherst are doing, and
yes,
will Kulik play in the AHL playoffs for Rochester, and Tyson Kozak. And I sat down with Devin Levi last week. So look, it seems like it's a never ending cycle of hope, despair, and then you just lather, rinse, repeat. You know, Lindy said, if we could have only gotten rid of this 13 game losing streak, it's like, yeah. You know, Greg Williams used to say, if we could eliminate all the big running plays, we'd have a really good running defense. Like, yeah, that's not how this works. So I guess I'm very jaded now at this point as to what the Sabres will tell us in the media.
Yeah, Dan, you brought up the name that raises my blood pressure, not because of him. I think Yuri Kulik is great. I think you lead the Amherst. But if they roll out this nonsense that he's an NHL player, like they did for UPL back in 2023, mind you, he's never played a professional playoff game ever, UPL. And look at him now here 2 years later, looking and holding on for his life. The idea that Kulik could stay up in Buffalo, and we're going to give more ice time to some other prospect because it's about development. Dan, I swear to you, that will set me off tomorrow if they don't send back Kulik.
Yeah, that's a big thing for me, and we've seen that over these last few years of development and winning, and the culture in Rochester is good. And I'm not just trying to blow smoke up people's skirts here. Like, it's a good culture. They enjoy being winning here. And I remember, like, hearing things that when the Sabres were bad, when it was O'Reilly and Eichel, and it was a toxic locker room, and when players got sent down, it's like I even asked Devin Levi. I go, people assume that when you get called up to the NHL, it's awesome, and when you get sent down to the Rochester, it sucks. And he goes, that's not the case. Like, now Devin added the cliche of I'm playing hockey and that's all that matters, like wherever I'm playing hockey. But there is something to winning, and there is something to structure. Devin talked about last year, up and down, that he's got in a rhythm here. And And all of those things are crucial for your development. So to sit around and do this with this guy and that with this guy, like, there needs to be structures in place. There needs to be a plan in place. There needs to be priorities put on development and consistency for some of these young guys who are coming from overseas and just learning to live on their own at such a young age. And then to have them get their teeth kicked in Buffalo, to me, is not the formula for success.
Dan, what are you working on here as we get one week away from the NFL draft? What's happening at Buffalo Plus that we can check out this week?
So Mike did a mock draft, and Jenna and I got to shred it to pieces. That's on the latest episode of the Buffalo Plus podcast. We got that up right now. Mike has like 19 trades. We had to like write it in the description on the YouTube video because there were so many moves. He was wheeling and dealing, but we did both agree. He had the Bills trading back and then up for Trey Amos. I had them staying put. And then we both had them in the second round taking Darius Alexander out of Tulane or out of Toledo. So I had them moving up for that pick, but we both agreed on the first two picks. After that, Mike goes and does all these cool picks, and it's a good listen. We have that coming up next week. Mike and Jenna will be up there for Tuesday. We then will have our live show next Wednesday, 7 o'clock, kind of previewing the NFL draft. We'll take your questions. And then on Thursday, I'll be up in Buffalo, but we will also be having a live show leading up to the Bills pick, and then we'll have instant reaction on the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel after the pick. So before the draft, after the draft, live shows a lot coming up next week.
Thank goodness for the Colorado Rockies, because without them, the Atlanta Braves would have the worst record in the National League. Dan, thank you so much
for joining us.
I did.
Did not.
No, you just, like, this is a time where we can just kind of enjoy and just see your rival right at the bottom, and their fans are
shaking my head right now. Dan, I'm sorry. I'm apologizing on behalf of my less than gracious co-host. What are you doing? Stop it. Dan?
No, he would agree with me. The Braves are bad.
They're bad right now. It's a long season. Dan? Thank you for joining us, despite Gene's antics.
You're welcome, Danger.
I think you're dead to him. That was so unnecessary, so uncalled for. He's gracious with his time. He joins us every week. And you gotta drop an elbow on him as he's walking out the door? It's a cheap shot, man.
All he had to say was, you're right, they are bad. And
he knows they're bad. He didn't need you rubbing his nose in it.
It's like if somebody came up to you and be like, hey, the Sabres are bad, yeah.
Hey, yeah, hey, this sandwich tastes like S. Yeah, okay, so you need to tell him that the sandwich tastes like S, even though he knows that the sandwich tastes like S?
Atlanta is 5-13.
Yes!
5-13 with that talent?
They're not good right now.
No.
Long season. You didn't need to do that. God, I hope that doesn't come back to bite you in the ass. Actually, I kind of do. It'd be fun. It'd be fun if it somehow came back to bite. We'll mark this day, Dandelion, April 17th, early in the Major League Baseball season. Yes, the Braves are struggling. And yes, Gene, as a misfit, had to rub Dan's nose in it.
Not a misfit. I just pointed out. What did I say that was inaccurate? I'm only delivering facts here. Fact, if it's not for the Colorado Rockies, the Atlanta Braves would have the worst record in the league.
That's exactly what people are coming to the sports bar for.
Oh, who cares?
To talk about the Rockies. Gino! Unbelievable. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate Dan Fates stopping by every Thursday afternoon to share his thoughts on the Buffalo Bills. We'll get to some more takes on the way next. Oh, you know what today is? Today is Thursday. Did you see this?
Oh, when he's dropping his top 500.
Thor 500. Thor Nystrom, who joins us regularly here in the sports bar to talk about prospects. Some great comps. The Thor 500 is a list of his top 500 prospects and the comp, the pro comp that he has to each prospect. I'll give you one. Travis Hunter. Do you know who his comp is for Travis Hunter?
I can only... Is he comping him? Don't tell me prime.
No.
Like, I'm trying to think of who would play both sides of the ball. Who's the comp?
Shohei Ohtani.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get to some of these comps as well, Gino, and then you got more to share as well.
Yeah, look, this was always not only the week, the exact day we would have the NFL schedule dropped. And the NFL realized, like, wait a second. Let's own the news cycle in May. Let's push this back and have everybody speculate. So I'm breaking the seal, and I'm going to tell you who I think the Buffalo Bills should open with.
All right, we'll get to that, and we have time for your calls as well at 866-4FAN, 585-866-4326.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.